Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Council spars over animal shelter cost by Federico Martinez, F-M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z at OAOA.com. Odessa will get a new animal shelter despite the efforts of some to vote down the project that they say is too expensive. Odessa Mayor Javier Hoven and two council members tried to stop the construction, including trying unsuccessfully to prevent two council members from casting votes because of an alleged conflict of interest. The $8.3 million project was approved by a 4-3 vote. Councilman Mark Mata and Hoven argued unsuccessfully prior to the vote that council members Dieter White and Tom Sprawls should not be allowed to vote because they were appointed by the mayor to sit on the city's Animal Shelter Advisory Committee. If they were to vote, it would be illegal, Hoven told council. Well, maybe illegal is too strong of a word. Mata quickly interjected that he had already received a legal opinion from City Attorney Natasha Brooks, who reassured him that a council member who votes on an advisory board or committee cannot vote as a council member on any recommendation that advisory entity makes to council. A visibly surprised Brooks, who was seated next to council, quickly told Mata she had misunderstood his question prior to the meeting. There are exceptions, Brooks said. Any council member who sits on an advisory committee member can vote. White pointedly questioned whether Mata, Denise Swanner, and Hoven had talked beforehand to try and prevent her and Sprawls from being able to vote. Mata denied the accusation. Council members White, Sprawls, Mari Willis, and Steve Thompson eventually voted to approve the proposed $8,308,472 contract with Onyx Contractors to oversee construction of the new animal shelter. Hoven, Mata, and Swanner voted against the contract. The showdown quickly began when Swanner made an initial motion for council to reject the project. Mata seconded the motion. Mata and Swanner both argued that the project was too expensive. I was put on council to keep an eye on taxpayer dollars, Mata said. It's in poor taste to build an animal shelter for $8 million when we have people out there struggling. Sprawls, White, Thompson, and Willis defeated Swanner's motion 4-3, and then White made a new motion to approve the contract. That didn't halt the debate. Mata said based on his own research, he was confident that the city could build a much less expensive facility. He said officials in Racine, Wisconsin, built a similar facility for a fraction of the cost that Odessa was proposing. I'm not trying to be confrontational, but comparing Racine and Odessa is like comparing apples and bowling balls, said Police Chief Michael Gerke, whose department recommended the contract with Onyx. I'd like to see your research. Gerke said that the current 30-year-old facility is too small and not equipped to provide the care needed. 30 years ago, the shelter's purpose was to house animals for up to 3 days and then euthanize those not claimed. The goal now is to house animals long enough to give people a chance to adopt them, Gerke said. The current facility is also plagued with sewer problems and lacks an adequate cooling system, Gerke said. The proposed new 20,538-square-foot facility, which will be constructed just east of the current shelter, will be paid for with funds from Certificate of Obligation bonds that Council approved in 2019, according to city documents. The $10 million earmarked for the new animal shelter was part of an overall $93 million bond that is being used for other projects also. Hovind made a last-ditch effort to postpone a vote by claiming that nobody on council had yet seen any plans or schematics of the new facility. Sprouls quickly pointed out that council had all seen the plans during a council retreat earlier this year. "What about the blueprints? We haven't seen the blueprints," Hovind said. "We don't need to see the blueprints," Thompson responded, before calling for the final 4-3 vote to approve the Onyx contract. OC Board approves revenue bonds, new trustees. OA News at OAOA.com. In light of two appointments to the Odessa College Board of Trustees, Ector County Republican Party Chair Tisha Crow requested that trustees be more transparent when there are openings so citizens can participate in their local government. Hortensia Del Bosque was appointed to place two, previously held by the late Richard Abalos, and Monty Gardner was named to place six, held by Neil Grape. The board accepted the resignations of Grape and Chair Tommy Clark, place nine, Tuesday night. Del Bosque and Gardner were both sworn in. New chair Gary Johnson said the board generally puts the word out and has people contact the college, so filling the positions is by word of mouth. Board member Bruce Shearer said he was appointed in 1994, and Johnson asked if he was interested. He said he thought there were other applicants and noted that those appointed run, if they want to, in the next election cycle. "I know there are people who would like to be involved," Crow said. She asked that the college make an effort to let people know there is an opening and make it known publicly. President Gregory Williams said they would take it under advisement. Clark said they would have to run it through legal. "Certainly anything we can do to make it more well-known, we want everyone to be involved," Clark said. The board also reorganized, with the chair being Gary Johnson, vice chair Larry Johnson, secretary Trudy Lewis, and assistant secretary Dr. Tara Deaver. Trustees also approved naming agreements for the planned 83,000-square-foot, $39.7 million Wood Health Sciences building. Groundbreaking is anticipated in September. Odessa Regional Medical Center pledged $1 million to be paid out over 10 years, and Grow Odessa committed $1 million to be paid out over 2 years, OC Executive Director of Advancement Jackie Gore said. The third floor will be called the Odessa Regional Medical Center Instructional Floor and cover 20,500 square feet. Carol Cates, Chief Nursing Officer at ORMC, wanted to stress how important OC is to Odessa Regional. Cates, who is an OC graduate, said the college has the finest associate degree nursing program. Wesley Burnett, Director of Economic Development Corporation at the Odessa Chamber of Commerce, said Grow Odessa felt the investment was right in line with its mission to literally grow Odessa. "Hopefully, this will have a huge impact on our community. We really appreciate your partnership," Burnett said. The board also approved a parameters resolution authorizing issuance of consolidated fund revenue bonds, appointing a representative of the district, and elevating to the representative certain matters with respect to the sale of the bonds, and offering documents and enacting other provisions relating to the issuance and sale of the bonds. The maximum amount would be $35 million. Gary Johnson said the bonds would be funded by revenue, but some of it would be spread out over years. "The donations will reimburse the budget as they come in. We're borrowing the money. We will make payments through the budget process," Gary Johnson said. Wonder Girls Summer Camp Scheduled. OA News at OAOA.com. Wonder Girls Crisis Center of West Texas Girls Summer Camp is scheduled for July 12th through July 16th. Hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. girls entering grades 5 through 8 can enjoy a week of coding, science experiments, creative projects, CCWTX lessons, and more, a news release said. The camp will be located at Crossroads Odessa, 6901 East State Highway 191 in Odessa. The cost for each camper is $100, which includes 5 days of camp, breakfast and lunch every day, 2 camp shirts, and all the supplies needed for a week of fun, the release said. Additionally, there are a limited number of scholarships available. Those interested may apply even if the cost of camp is a concern. If you are interested in receiving a scholarship, email Elizabeth Texera at elizabeth@ccwtx.org. If you want to donate to support scholarships, visit http://bit.ly/wgdonate or www.ccwtx.org/WonderGirls. Wonder Girls is for rising 5th through 8th grade girls. Any girl in the Permian Basin who is entering grades 5 through 8 in fall 2021 is invited to apply. COVID protocols will be enforced to keep campers, staff, and volunteers safe. Health screenings will be conducted every morning for everyone at camp. Sanitizer will be available, and spaces will be cleaned multiple times a day, the release said. Applications are due by 6 p.m. June 19th. Apply at bit.ly/WonderGirls21. More information, tinyurl.com/TDAPH82P. For more information, contact Prevention Services Director Elizabeth Texera at elizabeth@ccwtx.org or 432-333-2527. More information, tinyurl.com/TDAPH82P. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Thursday, May 27th, 2021. Obituary and death notices. Beverly Martin, Austin. Beverly Lynn Martin, 94, died peacefully on May 18th, 2021, at home in Austin, Texas, with her daughter Carol and granddaughter Catherine by her side. She was born to John Mike and Alma Iva Duncan Scott on November 2nd, 1926, in Joplin, Missouri. She was preceded in death by her parents, husband C.H. Skezix Martin, and 3 brothers. She is survived by her only child, Carol, grandchildren Clint Hall and Catherine Vuisich, great-grandchildren Martin Hall, Philip Hall, and Elise Vuisich, and her loving nieces and nephews. Okay. A private family celebration of life will be held later in the summer. An online guest registry may be signed at www.putnamcares.com. Beverly's care entrusted to Putnam Funeral Home and Crematory, 145 Texas Avenue, Kingsland, Texas, 78639, 325-388-0008. Death notices. Joe Luis Armendariz, Odessa. Joe Luis Armendariz, 71, of Odessa, died Monday, May 24th, 2021, in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 2 p.m. Friday, May 28th, 2021, at Our Lady of Guadalupe Catholic Church, downtown campus in Fort Stockton, Texas. Burial will follow at Fort Stockton Catholic Cemetery. Father Lorenzo Hatch is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Alonzo Bustamante Barriga, Midland. Alonzo Bustamante Barriga, 65, died Wednesday, May 26, 2021, in Midland. Barriga is spelled B-A-R-R-I-G-A. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Hector Palma Hogeen, Odessa. Hector Palma Hogeen, 74, of Odessa, died Sunday, May 23, 2021, in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 11 a.m. Thursday, May 27, 2021, at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Maria Olivas Nieto, Fort Worth. Maria Olivas Nieto, 62, of Odessa, died Monday, May 24th, 2021, in Fort Worth. Graveside service is scheduled for 9 a.m. Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021, at Ector County Cemetery. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Undifferentiated pleomorphic rhabdomyosarcoma. Dear Dr. Roach, what can you tell me about the survival odds in an adult male diagnosed with undifferentiated pleomorphic rhabdomyosarcoma? The surgeon feels he was able to remove it all, but would have liked a wider margin in one area. Due to a bundle of nerves there, it wasn't possible. He did remove the pectoralis major and a portion of the deltoid. Chemotherapy was done and some radiation. Thank you for any information you can shed. It has been almost 5 years and so far no recurrence. P. Answer. Sarcomas are cancers of connective tissue and are much less common than carcinomas. Most lung, breast, prostate, and colon cancers are carcinomas. Only 1% of cancers diagnosed in a year are sarcomas. In this case, we're talking about the muscle tissue. Rhabdomyo refers to muscles attached to bones, such as the pectoral or rib muscles. My personal experience with sarcomas has mostly been in hospitalized patients, often with relapse after surgery, and the prognosis in such cases is generally poor. However, since the male in question has gone nearly 5 years with no evidence of disease, the prognosis is much better. 80% of recurrences happen within the first 2 years. He has a very good chance of having been cured. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
Here is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter Telegram on Thursday, May 27th. Forgetfulness in everyday life leads to anxiety. Dear Abby, while I am excited for new opportunities in my life, I cannot shake the feeling I am losing something. I am always losing something, whether it be my phone, my keys, or my wallet. Once I lost my retainers and had to pay $300 for new ones. I have trouble keeping track of things. I'm afraid it will create serious problems when I begin a career and lose something, which could cost me my job. I'm also worried that I will inherit important items from my family and lose them. I'm nervous about being in charge of my own life when I can't even keep track of the $5 in my pocket. I urgently need this bad habit to change. Is there anything that will help me? Signed, Losing It in Georgia. Dear Losing It, your problem may not be as uncommon as you fear. Have you ever heard the adage, a place for everything and everything in its place? It's good advice. Choose one location to place your phone, your keys, and your wallet when you come home. Once you form that habit, you will always know where your things are. There is an app, Find My Device, that may help you locate your electronic devices if you have a computer. There are also companies like Tile, which can help you locate lost items such as your keys or wallet. Some people with attention deficit disorder lose track of items because they are easily distracted and focus on more than one task at once. When you are holding your phone, keys, etc., reminding yourself to stay in the present may help. If none of these techniques works for you, discuss your fears with a licensed psychotherapist who can help you determine what's at the root of your problem and help lessen your anxiety about the future. Dear Abby, I have been with my boyfriend, best friend, for about 6 years now. We moved in together a little over a year ago and have discussed marriage. The issue is, one of his sisters has an alcohol problem. She becomes rude and tries to bully others when she drinks. When she does that to me, I return the treatment, and she turns to her brother and attempts to make him side with her. I know how important family is. Because I'm not related, I am left feeling vulnerable, like she may disrupt my relationship with her brother. I love him, and I really try with her. I think she would be happy if her brother were more available to hang out with her. She's a tomboy, and often hung out with him prior to us moving in together. Please help me figure out a solution. Signed, Competing in California. Dear Competing, one option may be for you and your boyfriend to leave when his sister starts drinking. Discuss this with your boyfriend, best friend. If you haven't done that, please do. His sister may be trying to divide and conquer, but enlisting him to her side will be much more difficult if he simply responds by telling her, I don't want to be involved in this, sis. Leave me out of it and stop picking on my girlfriend.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Thursday, May 27th, 2021. You are curious, witty, and interested in many things. You are also friendly and compassionate. In large measure, your success is based on your ability to be tenacious and persevering. Many of you love to collect novelty items. Now you are headed into a completely new cycle, which is why you can open any door to begin a new world. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic. 4, positive. 3, average. 2, so-so. 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 4 stars. Holy cannelloni! Check out the moon alert, see above, because you don't want to waste your money. During this window, it's a poor time to shop for anything other than food and gas. Nevertheless, satisfy your urge for adventure. Tonight, go after what you want. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. 4 stars. Today's moon alert, see above, takes place in one of your money houses. Therefore, be sensible. Postpone important decisions and shopping, except for food and gas. Do your homework regarding shared property and inheritances. Tonight, enjoy stimulation and adventure. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 4 stars. You have to go more than halfway when dealing with others today, because today's moon is opposite your sign. In 2 weeks, when the moon is in your sign, people will have to go more than halfway when dealing with you. See Moon Alert above. Tonight, money discussions will favor you. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 4 stars. There's an element of service in your day today, which means you have to work for someone else. Fortunately, you won't mind. Nevertheless, be aware of the Moon Alert, see above, and refrain from shopping and important decisions. Tonight, enjoy fun times with others. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 4 stars. It is a playful, creative day. Great for you if you work in the arts, or you need to use your imagination for what you do. It's easy for you to think outside the box. However, agree to nothing until after the Moon Alert is over. See above. Tonight, you will enjoy working. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 4 stars. You will enjoy a chance to cocoon at home today and relax among familiar surroundings. You also might have a warm talk with a family relative. However, because of the Moon Alert, see above, agree to nothing important. Restrict spending to food. Tonight, children and the arts will appeal to you. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 4 stars. This is a tricky day because of the Moon Alert, see above. Enjoy short trips and discussions with others. However, this is a poor day to agree to anything important. Do not volunteer for anything. Restrict your spending to food and gas. Tonight, entertain at home. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 3 stars. Be careful with your money and your possessions today, because most of this day is a Moon Alert, see above. Don't shop except for food and gas. Don't make important decisions about what you own. Coast until after the Moon Alert is over. Tonight, talk to siblings, relatives, and neighbors. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, 3 stars. Today, the moon is in your sign, which makes you more emotional. Since most of this day is a Moon Alert, you feel like you are double parked in a parallel universe. Fear not. Postpone important decisions and restrict your spending to food and gas. Tonight, look for ways to make money. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 4 stars. This is a loosey-goosey day because most of this day is a Moon Alert. Furthermore, the moon is hiding in your chart today. This is why you feel a bit vague. However, it's a lovely day to kick back and relax. Restrict your spending to food and gas. Tonight, you feel happy and fortunate. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 3 stars. You might enjoy a heart-to-heart discussion with a friend today. However, don't change your ideas or your goals. Just enjoy a light-hearted discussion. See the Moon Alert above. Don't shop. Tonight, mellow evening indeed. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, 4 stars. Don't volunteer for anything if you're talking to parents and bosses today, which you might be tempted to do.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa America. This is the recording library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.